There are many different receptor subtypes. And if you want to find out which physiological response is mediated by what receptor, if you don't have the tools to do it, which are selective agonists and antagonists, you can't find it out. So it's absolutely crucial. Because in the long run, in terms of therapeutic developments, we must know what selective receptors are on what selective cells if we're going to attack it. And we have to know where they are. In the beginning, there were no clear-cut antagonists for anything, for ATP or adenosine. And it's implicit in if ATP is a signaling molecule acting extracellularly, there must be receptors for it. So I started thinking about this and reading the literature, as I always do. And again, I found hints and ideas and then did some experiments myself. And in 1978, this is pretty early on, I realized that a lot of the ambiguous results that were in the literature, ATP and adenosine doing different things and different time courses, very weird. I realized that if ATP is broken down rapidly to adenosine, and that there are in fact two families of receptors, one for ATP and ADP, which I call P2 receptors, and one for adenosine, the breakdown product, which I call P1. Now, it turned out that the P1 receptors, the adenosine receptors, were beautifully antagonized by theophylline.